That's the name of it. Our buddy Michael Phillips, Richmond, down in Richmond, 910 The Fan, is what I meant to say very clearly. This McLaurin thing is hanging over everybody's head. When does it turn, do you think, to maybe some fans, maybe teammates, maybe kind of folks there on the inside going, okay, dude, enough is enough? Or does that ever happen?
I don't know, because this is such a unique one, because it just feels like there's so much pro Terry momentum. Like, right, I just feel like in a normal athlete contract dispute, 75% of people line up behind the team. That's just the way it is. We can break down the psychology of that. It just feels like that is not the case here. Like, there are people lining up behind the team, and certainly with that little push with the Adam Schefter thing earlier this week. But I feel like on the whole, people largely have Terry's side. I think the only thing that would swing that, I think the DK Metcalf number is the number here, the 32. The only thing that would swing it would be if we can definitively learn that he was offered that number or more and turned it down. I think that's the only change in the process here.
I like Jalen Lane. He had a great practice today. The Virginia Tech product continues to stand out. Can't wait to see him in the preseason. I know you were high on him when I talked to you about a week ago. What have you liked that you've seen from the kid?
Well, he's a free player on the roster too, right? Because he's there as the returner, and kicker and punt returns are going to be more important than ever in the NFL this year. They're estimating 60% of the kicks are going to be returned. That's way up from 30 last year because of the change in the rules. So you need a full-time returner. It's not optional anymore. He's really good at that, by the way. You watched him fielding the punts the other day. He's smooth. He's got a good burst, good speed. So you have him for that. He's a free player. Put some packages together for him. Get him out 2-3 times a game. Have him run some stuff at receiver. I love the idea of being able to mix up your roster without also costing you a roster spot on game day. I do. I like his speed. I don't think he's overwhelmingly great at any aspect of being a receiver, but he's solid. He's good.
I ran into a buddy today in the neighborhood, and he was saying Dante Fowler was an afterthought last year, and he had double-digit sacks. Why couldn't Von Miller, not an afterthought in this scheme and system where he's going to have opportunity to rush the passer, why couldn't he do that? And I said, you know what? I'm going to ask somebody that. And I'm choosing to ask you, Michael.
Grant, when I wasn't wiping sweat off my brow out there at practice with you, what I was doing was watching Von Miller. And Danny, you're going to love this guy. I mean, just the way he works, the way he prepares, he's practicing like he's there to like win his roster spot, which he doesn't have to do, obviously. Just I love the professionalism, the approach. I think the only question is how many snaps is the right number of snaps for him. He shouldn't be out there 100% of the time. Bobby Wagner's going to have this question too. What's the right number of snaps to have them out there to make sure they can be impactful in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter with the game on the line? If you tell me he's going to play 70% of the snaps, I'm willing to join you in that prediction. I don't know is that too high of a number, though? It might be at this stage of his career.
Who have we not talked enough about as a local media that you think is either super important or after the preseason we will be?
Matt Gay, kicker. I don't think we're realizing how important it is to have a kicker who can convert beyond 50 yards. It's just something that they haven't had here in a long time, that reliability. And I mentioned kickoffs going to the 35 right now. There were the touchbacks going to the 35 now. You're essentially two first downs away from field goal range at any given time on an NFL field now. It's more important than ever to be able to convert those points, to turn that into three, to not send the ball the other way. I really like investing and investing big at that position, being really good at it.
What does success look like for Javon Kinlaw this year?
Javon Kinlaw, I mean, that's the one. I'm very skeptical of him coming in. He kind of flopped with the Jets, and it didn't really impress with the Niners. I think John Allen's the bar, right? You got rid of John Allen, you bring him in. I think that's ultimately the comparison that's going to be made here, whether that's fair or not. It's tough to evaluate those positions with sacks, right? I've always thought Deron Payne's best seasons have not been his high sack total seasons. It's when he's swallowing up double teams, making all the running backs kick to the outside. And then, it's up to those guys to finish the job. But at his best, he does that. Kinlaw's got a little bit more of a get up field, get to the quarterback as he's playing the run to him. But I think just being better against the run overall as a unit. When he's in there, can they be better against the run than they were last year? Because let's call this what it was. They were not good enough against the run last year, especially late in the season.
Michael, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Take care, boys.
See you, bud. That is your Beltway Blitz on the teams you care the most about.